The following broadcast is a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball. Nestled within the Blue Ridge Mountains sits one of the oldest ballparks in Minor League Baseball. For nearly 60 years, this ballpark has played home to Lynchburg's lone professional team. It's a ballpark that's seen history and Hall of Famers. A ballpark that's seen its fair share of heroes and legends. A ballpark that has seen contenders and championships.
And Lynchburg, the 2017 Carolina League champions.
Last season, the Lynchburg Hillcats fell just short of the crown.
And the Charleston River Dogs are your 2022 Carolina League champions.
In 2023, they've set their sights on glory.
Break out the champagne! Lynchburg lives to see another day!
From Appomattox to the Blue Ridge Parkway, the Hillcats run Central Virginia.
The Hillcat hero! Strike him out, throw him out, double play! The third runner being waved around, he will score! Bases clearing double, the Hillcats are headed to the championship series!
Live inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's the voice of the Lynchburg Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome inside Bank of the James Stadium as the Hillcats and the Mudcats get set for Game 1 of this six-game series. In the Battle of the Cats, another rendition, the first in 2023. Carolina coming in 24-18, Lynchburg 22-23. So it should be an interesting series as the Hillcats look to try and creep closer towards first place, which is occupied by the Carolina Mudcats. We'll get you all set for the game. Throughout the pregame show a little bit later, we'll hear the pregame thoughts of Jordan Smith, the manager of the Lynchburg Hillcats. But when we come back, we had a good conversation with Greg Young, the voice of the Mudcats, as he sat down with us before tonight's ball game. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more pregame coverage to come on Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey Hillcats fans, has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just three easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
Become a member of Southpaw's free Kids Club today and receive access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hillcats baseball is moments away. Before we get to the game, it's time to hear from tonight's player focus. Here's Jason Prill.
Welcome back inside the Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show. Once again, my name is Jason Prill, and typically during this time slot, we are talking with a player, but because it's the first game of the series, we wanted to talk to the voice of the Mudcats, Greg Young. Greg, thank you for taking the time to talk with us before tonight's game.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me. It's always good to catch up with you guys. I know I don't get a chance to travel as much, but it's always good to catch up when possible.
Well, Greg, you consider yourself the elder statesman of the Carolina League broadcasters. So take us through just your career and how you ended up in Carolina and with the Mudcats and what it's like to kind of be the elder statesman of the Carolina League.
I am definitely the Clint Eastwood and Gran Torino guy in this league. So I've been around in baseball since 2007 is when I started. I got a chance to be an intern. Intern in 2007 in Modesto, California, in the California League. It was a Rockies affiliate. I was with the Modesto Nuts. Got lucky the following year. The guy that I was working with got a job in L.A. with the Dodgers. He's now in AAA Albuquerque, actually. Joshua Sushon was the lead broadcaster when I was there. So he left in 08. I took over that year and was the number one in Modesto until 2011. Stepped out of baseball, started focusing on some other things, and got back into it in 2014 as the number two in Tennessee with the Smokies in AA. And then I was lucky enough to slide in when this role opened up in 2015. So I've been here now. This is what I guess year 8 minus 1 with 2020 gone. So it's been a good run. Really, you know, enjoy the Carolina League. So much so that I'll be setting up shop here for a while. Got married since moving here, bought a house, and be here for the long haul, it looks like.
Well, the Carolina League is better with you in it, and you've seen quite a few of these Battle of the Cats renditions, and this being the first one taking place in 2023. Any memories from these two squads going at it over the years?
Yeah, absolutely. For whatever reason, it seems like the longest games pre-pitch clock era were always between these two, the Battles of the Cats here. I remember, there was one 4th of July, actually, where we were battling through rain all night long, the Hillcats in town, and we ended up actually having to postpone everything on the 4th of July or July 3rd to do fireworks first. So once it got dark and it was raining, we set off the fireworks, and then we played the game, I think at like 9 o'clock that night, and we played until almost midnight. By the time midnight rolled around, the fog had gotten so thick in the outfield that we couldn't see the outfielders anymore, and it became dangerous for the players to play, so we had to pack it up for the night. And I think we resumed the game the next day, but for whatever reason, I want to say that was 2017 or 18. Every single game between the Mudcats and Hillcats was like 4 hours, it seemed like. It was just unbelievable. And then I also remember there was we had a lot of weather issues in 16, where we just couldn't get games in Lynchburg. I think we played one game out of four that were scheduled because of rain, which just meant we had a good opportunity to check out the town and see what Lynchburg, Virginia was all about. It was a great time. Really enjoyed that. There was a near brawl that happened as soon as the game ended a couple years ago. It was a double steal. Player got tagged out pretty hard at home at the bottom of the ninth inning. Hillcats player got knocked down by a catcher and got up, and the benches cleared. Nothing came of it, luckily, but it was like right as the game was over, on call, the Mudcats win, and now the benches are clearing. Who knows, what's going to happen, but always a good time. There's a good, unique history, too, with the affiliation switching in 2015. So in 14, Lynchburg was the Braves affiliate, the Mudcats became a Braves affiliate in the following year, and the Indians affiliation went from Carolina, the Guardians affiliation went from Carolina to Lynchburg in 15 as well. So there's always been a unique tie in that sense, too. So, but no, it's always been good. I've always enjoyed my trip there, and certainly miss it not being there this week.
Well, hopefully you didn't just jinx us into having some long games in this series or bad weather. I know we have the tarp on the field right. If we're doing this interview right now. But I want to take a look a little bit about those unique tie-ins. The Brewers and the Guardians, they actually share some time down in the Dominican League, right? And they split. A lot of these guys have some familiarity. Have you heard any stories from the guys approaching this series about who they might know or what they might be looking forward to?
No, not really. I mean, I think Jose Cibrian and maybe Jesus Parra might have been the last two that had that, I think, on the Mudcats side where they played with that dual affiliation. I don't know. I'll have to catch up with Victor Estevez, our skipper. I'm sure he would definitely know more about that. He was the coordinator there in the Dominican for a long time, manager as well before coming to us. So I'll have to ask him about that, see if he has any unique stories about the shared time.
Well, taking a look at you guys this season, you're sitting at 24-18, first place of the North Division. What has clicked well for the Mudcats early in 2023?
It's been the pitching. The defense, too. The defense has been phenomenal. I think second to it there is all of Major League Baseball right now. It's the best defensive team, stats-wise, in the league. They just don't make a lot of mistakes, which is really, great to see, too, from such a young team. All these teams are here at Class A now these days, but, this team is very similar to last year's team. It's a very young group, but polished defensively for sure. And then the starting rotation has been really good, too. You have some college arms in there, Duco arms, college arms in there. Those guys are really leading the way. In the opener, it's Will Rudy, who's gone through five complete and three straight starts. It's been really fun to see him kind of really burst onto the scene after not pitching last year. Jacob Mizorowski is incredible. He's had one rough outing, but every outing gets a little bit longer for him, pitch count wise, and just gets an opportunity to show off what he can do. He won the Pitcher and Sweep Award last week. He's been, again, just phenomenal. Looks like a big leaguer, you know, at times he's out there. He comes to flashes. Happy to be in his last start, though. You know, full five innings, almost perfect, with nine strikeouts, just dominating. Logan Henderson is really coming along, too. He's beginning to catch up where he left off late last year with the Mudcats. He's a guy that's extremely highly thought of. But, you know, those guys have led the way, that starting rotation. And there are a couple of guys that are on the IL right now that have done a great job, too. Patricio Latino's been as good as anybody, I think, so far this season. Juan Herrera, same thing. Alexander Valle-Tio has been the same thing. Injured a little bit right now. Juan Herrera has had a little bit of an up-and-down run, but for the most part, has been very solid, too. So really good arm, and they're carrying the weight because the offense hasn't really caught up yet. They've had flashes. They've had moments, but, you know, without Matt Wood catching any more, who's now gone up to the high end, they've lost a lot of their offense just for that one bat lead. So now it's a matter of who can step up and fill that role. And I think they have a few guys that can do that. It's just a matter of getting them all hot together at the same time.
Greg Young, the voice of the Mudcats, on the line with us for our pregame interview. One final question for you, Greg. Taking a look at the Brewers' top 30 prospects, there's quite a few Mudcats that find their name on that list. Who are some of the guys either on that top 30 list or even outside of it that we should be keeping our eyes on in this series?
Mizorowski, absolutely. I would not be surprised if this ends up being, you know, kind of the final stretch of games for him in this league, just because he's been so good. And that last outing, he was just on a completely different level. You know, it was here at home on Thursday here, and five innings, nine strikeouts. I mean, this is stuff. This is untouchable. You know, he'll hit triple digits with ease, and throws a slider that's in the high 80s, low 90s. Same thing with the changeup. I mean, it's just lights out stuff. He'd be the top of that list. I think Luke Adams is going to be really special too. Young third baseman that is back, I think, in the starting lineup today, ahead of this game that they're getting ready to do there. He's got some time with an hand injury, but he's got some stuff, the kind of stuff I think would be really special power-wise. I think defensively, he looks just weak ahead. Most third basemen, I think, especially at his age, that I've seen so far. You can go up and down. Again, that starting rotation is really good. There's really good arms, you know, the bullpen too. I think Tanner Shears is kind of a bubble guy. He's got a nasty 95, 96 mile per hour fastball, but he backs it up with a splitter that has like knuckleball like action to it, which is a pretty filthy combo. He's I think beginning to really get things going too. But it starts with Mizorowski. I think Adams again is a guy for sure. And I think Hedbert Perez, once he finally gets going again, it's been a struggle for him, but he had a walk-off on Friday, and hopefully that kind of gets him going and he can put together a good run. Daniel Gilarte is on the injury list right now, but as a shortstop in this league, I know he was among the league leaders in batting and just about everything else, so certainly got it well on his way. We won't see him this week, but hopefully we'll get him back before the end of the first half, beginning of the second half.
Well, Greg, thank you so much for your time, and we appreciate all of your insight on the Mudcats and for being the elder statesman of the Carolina League.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you.
That was Greg Young, the voice of the Carolina Mudcats, joining us on the pregame show. When we come back, still plenty more to come, as we will hear from Jordan Smith, the manager of the Lynchburg Hillcats, as we get prepped for the Battle of the Cats. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg. Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destination by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and Skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
It's almost time for first pitch in Lynchburg. But first, it's time to hear the pregame thoughts from manager Jordan Smith. Once again, here's Jason Pripp.
Welcome back inside the Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show. Once again, my name is Jason Prill. Pleased to be joined by the manager of the Lynchburg Hillcats, Jordan Smith. Jordan, back from a week in Delmarva. Take me through. How's the week? How's the series? What did you learn after a week against the Shorebird?
You see a new team in the league. We didn't hit necessarily like we would have loved to, but pitching threw the ball well. Overall, decent series considering. We're definitely happy to be back home and kind of get back on track a little bit.
Well, it's a wet and rainy day out there today, and you're going to be without one of the guys that you've been relying heavily on for much of the year. Nate Furman called up to Lake County within the last week. What kind of loss does that have on the locker room, losing a guy who's been such a vital part of your lineup and the culture?
Yeah, I think when we announced that we were sending him up, we addressed the team and just said, hey, someone that's a key part of our clubhouse, key part of our lineup, and just one of those players that you just love putting in the lineup, just challenging the team, like who's going to step up, fill that void. Obviously, we got Angel Hanau, who we're excited about as well. But Nate is really hard to replace, and just his energy and positivity and just the way he plays the game.
So you mentioned Angel Hanau, so we'll jump there next. He's the 12th ranked prospect according to MLB Pipeline. What does that kind of presence and that kind of high expectation have just for him and on the locker room? What does it bring?
Yeah, I mean, Angel is obviously super talented, plays the game hard, plays the game the right way. I don't usually get too caught up in prospect rankings. I think there's a lot of work that needs to be done to connect the dots between a prospect and a legit major league caliber player. But he definitely goes about his business the right way. He's a guy that's plays hard, plays the game the right way, like I said, and we're definitely excited to have him.
And speaking about filling in the shoes of Nate Furman, Guy Lipscomb has slotted into that leadoff spot quite nicely. He's batting .350 in the last five games he's been in, which is approximately when Nate Furman got called up. So what has that transition been like from him moving from a cleanup hitter into leadoff spot, and how is he adjusting into that new role?
Yeah, I mean, Guy is just someone that can tend to be patient. So we've just moved him there, just kind of seeing how he'll do with that leadoff spot. He's a guy that if we can get him on base consistently, he's a lot of fun to watch run, steal, kind of do his thing. We're trying to find someone to fill that leadoff spot that Nate left, but Guy's been doing a good job so far.
I want to take a look at the pitching staff now that we're starting a new series and heading into a new month. April was a little bit rough for the pitching staff. May, even though there are a couple games of this past series where probably gave up a few more runs than you would have liked, they've been pretty solid and seems to have been finding their rhythm. What has played into that the most?
I would just say a lot of it goes at Tony Arnold and just kind of the way he instills confidence in the pitchers. They're starting to create an identity of going up there, trusting their stuff, and really attacking hitters.
So one final question for you here tonight. Carolina, new team. We haven't seen them yet. They're at the top of the North Division at this point in time. What can we expect from the guys this week?
We're just going to go out there and play our game. Obviously, like I said, it's a new team. It'll be fun to see some new faces over there and see what we got. But, yeah, we're just going to go about our business the right way and play hard.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jordan.
Sweet. Thanks, Jason.
That was Jordan Smith, the manager of the Lynchburg Hillcats. When we come back, first pitch in a wet and rainy Hill City. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit CommonwealthGames.org.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Lynchburg Hillcats baseball is here. From inside Bank of the James Stadium for the lineups and first pitch, here's the voice of the Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Time for baseball in the Hill City. The Lynchburg Hillcats and the Carolina Mudcats get set for their first game of this six-game series as Lynchburg looks to creep closer in the win column and hopefully maybe even overtake the Mudcats if they can perform well in this series. Jason Prill here with you, bringing you the broadcast tonight and all series long as Lynchburg comes in at 22-23, 3.5 games back behind the Mudcats in the North Division. On the mound for Lynchburg tonight, Alonzo Richardson will get the ball. He'll also pitch as of now on Sunday, but on the season, Richardson pitching well, 2-1 with a 3.58 ERA. In his last outing, he went 5 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts against the Shorebirds up in Delmarva. The right-hander stands at 5'11", 165, 20 years of age from San Diego, California. He'll face a lineup for the Mudcats that looks a little bit like this. Leading off the center fielder, Luis Lara. Batting second, the right fielder, Kalen Nicasia. Hitting third, the third baseman, Luke Adams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jesus Chirinos. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Yadier Arenamo. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Jay Savina. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Gregory Barrios. Hitting eighth, the DH, Hedbert Perez. And rounding out the starting nine, Jose Cibrian as the catcher. It'll be a righty-on-lefty matchup to open up the ball game as Richardson has his first pitch fouled back at 6:33. On a partly cloudy afternoon in the Hill City, 67 degrees. Lined into left center field, Lipscomb ranging over, laying out, reaching out, and making the grab. Guy Lipscomb getting involved early as he robs Luis Lara of a single to open up the ball game. A great start for the Hillcats defensively as Kalen Nicasia will dig in. He takes a called strike on the inside edge, 0-1. So two pitches, one out for Richardson. The 0-1 fouled back to the screen, strike two. We barely even had a chance to get through the lineup. And already a web gem. The two-strike pitch to Nicasia. Tried to get him to chase up and away with a fastball. Nothing doing. 1-2. The right-hander pumps one by with a breaking ball, and Nicasia swung through it. Two away. Cavanaugh in left, Lipscomb in center, Antunez in right. Devers over at third, Hanau at shortstop, getting his first home start. Tyrese Turner at second, Collado at first, and Lopez behind the plate. Luke Adams will dig in as the home plate umpire reset the clock, and Luke Adams steps out. Not sure what that was all about, but Richardson into the motion. And he fires a fastball in there at 91, pumping that in there early in this count, or in the counts thus far, trying to get ahead of hitters. Goes back to it a little bit wide, 1-1. Richardson is averaging 5 innings per start at Bank of the James Stadium. That's the breaking ball in there. 1-2. Adams trying to protect. The 1-2 pitch. Fouled back. Pumped it up to 92. That's right above the max for where we'll see Richardson on the night. Two-strike pitch yet again. Breaking ball down and away. 2-2. Good job by Adams to lay off. Richardson trying to work quickly through the first. The 2-2 is golfed into left field. Kavanaugh ranging back. He's going to try and play it off the wall, but he will not get the opportunity as Luke Adams opens up the scoring with a solo blast here in the first. His fifth home run of the season gives the Mudcats the advantage early on in the Battle of the Cats. Jesus Chirinos will be the batter. Now with a 1-0 lead. Richardson's pitch is upstairs for ball one. Richardson, that's the second home run he's allowed on the season. We'll buy him at 90. 2-1. It's already an early lead as Mudcats jumped on a fastball from Alonzo Richardson. 2-2 to Chirinos. As Carolina looks to add to their run total. Bases empty, the 2-2. Down and away, and the count goes full. If Chirinos gets aboard the Otter, Arenamo will be on deck. Payoff pitch. Just missed the outside corner. The whole Hillcats defense flinched toward the dugout. But the home plate umpire said, not happening today. As Yadier Arenamo will dig in. Brandon Schmidt behind the plate. Corey Gerber in the field. Chirinos takes his lead off first. And Arenamo takes one down and away. Infield pulled towards third. A large gap between second and short. As the 1-0 finds the zone at 89. Took something off of it on a fastball. 1-1. Trying to get some of that command back. See how he rebounds after the home run. The 1-1. Just missed again. 2-1, and Richardson appearing a little bit frustrated with the zone set by Brandon Schmidt. 1-0 lead for the Mudcats. Fouled back on a high fastball for strike two. Arenamo batting .270 with 12 RBIs. The 2-2 from Richardson. Ground ball foul as Arenamo was well behind it and fought it off to stay alive. Chirinos over at the bag at first. A 1-0 lead for Carolina in the top half of the first inning here in Lynchburg. Alonzo Richardson trying to get out of the inning without any more damage. The 2-2. Breaking ball slapped the other way, and a sliding play by Turner from his knees. A nice stretch from Coyado retires Arenamo. There's a discussion about whether his foot was pulled off the bag, but a nice play by Turner ends the inning. We head to the bottom half of the first here in Lynchburg, a 1-0 lead for Carolina. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come when we return on Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
A solo blast for Luke Adams has Carolina out to a 1-0 lead as Will Rudy will take to the mound for the Mudcats. And he has been dealing in the month of May. Got his first start and a first appearance of the season on May 5th. And since then, he has been spectacular. He's 2-0 with a .93 ERA. In just over 19 innings, he's only given up 2 earned runs, 20 strikeouts, 4 walks. In his last outing, he went 5 innings of shutout baseball against Down East. Guy Lipscomb takes one just below the knees for ball 1 to open up the Hillcats' half of the inning. Guy Lipscomb, the new leadoff hitter with Nate Furman being called up. As he takes that one as well, ball 2. Lipscomb batting .287, 24 RBIs. The 2-0 from Rudy. Lipscomb swinging away and will foul it back, 2-1. Furman was called up during the Delmarva series, and Lipscomb jumped right in when did not miss a beat. The 2-1 from Rudy. A little bit wide, ball 3. Lipscomb, in his last 5 ball games, roughly when he took over the leadoff spot, as they will get a new baseball here. Since taking over that leadoff spot, he's batting .350 with an on-base percentage of over .400. Also driven in 4 RBIs, the 3-1. Finding the zone at 93, and the count goes full. Lipscomb, a patient hitter, much like Furman. The 3-2. He fouls it away down the left field line, and the battle will continue. So they're hoping that despite the loss of the offensive production of Furman, Lipscomb will be able to pick up where he left off at the top of the order. Payoff pitch is outside, ball 4, and it squirts away from the catcher, and Lipscomb, content with first base, he'll jog on down there. As an unconventional start to the ball game for Will Rudy. Only his 5th walk of the season. He walked 2 in his last outing against Down East. And now he has to deal with the speedy Lipscomb at first. On the year, he leads the team with 30 stolen bases. He breaks on the first pitch. The throw is low, and the throw down. Got him. Lipscomb in a little bit of disbelief as he thought he slid around the tag, but he is retired. A nice throw from Cibrian behind the plate. Retires Lipscomb. Lipscomb, Benjamin, Hanau, Collado, Antunez, and Devers, Kavanaugh, Lopez, and Turner, the 9 in order for Lynchburg, as Benjamin had in the count 1 ball and no strikes. He pops it up out of play, 1-1. Rudy, the right-hander into the motion. Fires that one at the knees for strike 2. Benjamin batting .277, 16 RBIs. Has slated into that 2 spot pretty much since opening day. It's kind of been where they fit him. He's produced the 1-2. Slapped out of play as the Hillcats are behind that mid-90s fastball. That one at 94 from Rudy. The 1-2. Lifted into left center. Avina giving chase. That'll be over his head and bounce right in front of the wall. Benjamin will cruise into second with a stand-up double on a nice opposite field swing for the Hillcats' designated hitter tonight. That's where the caught stealing comes back to bite you, because it could be a tie ball game against a guy who doesn't give up many runs. Angel Hanau will get his first crack in the Hill City this season. He was called up to replace Nate Furman on the roster. As the first pitch runs a bit inside for ball one. Runner on second, one away. Bill Rudy trying to dodge what has been an uncharacteristic first inning as Hanau fouls it away. Hanau, the 12th ranked prospect in the Guardians organization. The 1-1, a little bit wide, ball two. From Castillo, Dominican Republic. The 2-1 from Rudy. Runner breaks for third, slapped into left field. Tough play for Avina, charging over toward the line, makes the grab. The throw back to second in time, and a double play ends the inning. Hanau trying to protect Benjamin as he took off toward third. He is picked off on the lineout by Hanau. So an unfortunate inning for the Hillcats. They had the leadoff runner aboard, and then the next batter doubled, and yet they end up without a run. We head to the second inning, 1-0 advantage for Carolina when we return on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
A bit of an interesting first inning for both of these ball clubs, each team with one hit. But Carolina's just a little bit louder as a solo blast by Luke Adams has them ahead 1-0. As we head to the top of the second inning, Jay Savina, Gregory Barrios, and Hedbert Perez will be the three due up for the Mudcats. Lynchburg in their navy blue jerseys with teal sleeves, teal lettering, and green numerals with the white outline, white pants, and the navy blue cap with the green Hillcat logo on the front. First pitch to Avina is popped up into right field on Tunez. Drifting over, will make the grab for out number one. Gregory Barrios will get an opportunity. The Mudcats wearing their red uniforms with a black trim down the side, gray pants, white lettering and numerals with a classic red cap, the black bill. That one misses for ball one as Barrios watches that one by again, ball two. Richardson has been pounding the zone early on, trying to get ahead of hitters, but down in the count 2-0 to Barrios, who's batting 203 on the season. He lines it right back where it came from. Diving play by Turner, but just able to knock it down and do nothing else. He came out of nowhere for that baseball. Almost an excellent defensive play. He made one in the first. Almost had one there, but that's an infield single for Gregory Barrios. Edbert Perez batting 161. He digs in from the left-hand side. Runner on first, one away. Popped up behind home plate. That'll get out of play. 0-1. Barrios, a threat to run. He's got 10 stolen bases on this season. He's been caught stealing three times, but Lynchburg hasn't been great at gunning runners down. The 0-1 is a bit high with the fastball, 1-1. Almost served as an unintentional pitch out, as it allowed Lopez to hop up out of his crouch. The 1-1 to Perez. Runner holds again. It's a bit wide, ball two. Sun trying to creep through the clouds in Lynchburg. We haven't seen it much this afternoon as a throw over toward first. A nice stab by Coyado prevents that from getting away. We dealt with some rain earlier. The tarp was on the field this afternoon, but it's off now and clear skies the rest of the evening. Right now, the rest of the week. The 2-1 popped up. Third base side. Devers giving it a look toward the wall, and he'll watch it land in the bullpen as the count is even at two apiece. Surprised we haven't seen Barrios trying to run to avoid a double play. One away, top of the second inning, 1-0 lead for the Mudcats. The 2-2 from Richardson. A throw over and almost threw it away again, and that's the second disengagement. I would assume they will probably be sending him here. Not a long lead, though. The 2-2, runner holds, and it's fouled back to the screen as Perez got a bit underneath it and was well out in front of the breaking ball. Richardson works fastball, slider, changeup. Once again, the 2-2. Runner breaks. The pitch is up and away. A double clutch by Lopez. The throw down bounces away from Hanau, but not far enough for Barrios to move anywhere further. And the count goes full. 11th stolen base on the season for Barrios. Carolina threatening again here in the second inning. 3-2 count to Hedbert Perez, the 8-hole hitter. And it's upstairs, ball four. Richardson a little bit frustrated with himself as he puts a runner back on first base. And now two aboard with one away and Jose Cibrian at the plate. Cibrian batting .286, a home run and six RBIs. He'll stand in from the right-hand side. Barrios at the bag at second. Perez at first after the one-out walk. Richardson runs it in tight at 90 for ball one. Not much wiggle room right now as Tony Arnold, realizing the situation, wants to go out and have a word with Richardson. We mentioned he's gone five innings roughly in each of his three home appearances. They'd love to see him get to that point today. Cats bullpen not really depleted by any means, but you don't want to waste a ton of guys in game one of a series. So if he can't go very far, they'd be asking a lot of him, whoever comes out of the pen. Conversation concludes as it's 1-0 to Jose Cibrian. And a late balk has been called as the runners will move forward 90 feet. Now the infield will be pulled in with a 1-0 advantage for Carolina. A long inning for Richardson as his ball club is already down by one. The 1-0 golfed. Left field, Kavanaugh ranging over toward the wall, and that will sail out of here. Jose Cibrian sends it into the pine tree in left field, and Carolina has bursted forth for a 4-0 lead in the second inning. Cibrian's second home run of the year has jolted Carolina out in front as Richardson has surrendered two home runs on the day. Top of the order, Luis Lara takes a called strike 0-1. And with a guy like Will Rudy, it's going to be difficult for Lynchburg to try and piece anything together, at least for the time being. Pitching has been the strong suit for the Mudcats. Two-strike pitch to Lara is upstairs 1-2. And it doesn't get much easier in this series as that bounces in front of the plate. 2-2. So Will Rudy will work with some cushion as the 2-2 on its way. Ground ball over towards second. Turner scoops it and retires the runner at first for out number two. Kalen Nicasia, he struck out in his first trip. He'll dig in with two away here in the second inning. First pitch is fouled at the plate for strike one. Nicasia batting 244. Watches that one in the dirt as well as Richardson trying to find the low part of the zone and hasn't been able to hit it very consistently. Healthy cut for strike two. Nicasia from the Netherlands. He was drafted in the 16th round of 2021. Richardson into the motion for the 1-2. Fouled at the plate, and Nicasia stays alive. It's not often you see a guy from the Netherlands. So they typically send over some good major leaguers. The 1-2 in the dirt. And the count is even at two apiece. The 2-2 from the right-hander. Paints the corner, called strike three, and the inning comes to a close. Second strikeout of the ballgame for Nicasia, as Richardson surrenders a three-run home run to Jose Cibrian that just creeped over the left field wall. And it's a 4-0 advantage for the Mudcats. Don't go anywhere. Hillcats have their chance in the second when we come back after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Happy birthday! Woo!
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and much more. Learn more and book your party at lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Mi nombre es José Debe. En fin, estoy escuchando Hirschka.
We'll start with the bad news first. The Hillcats are down 4-0. The good news is it's only the bottom of the second inning, so a lot of baseball remaining. And the Lynchburg Hillcats had some solid contact in that last frame. Just a bit unlucky. Lipscomb got caught stealing on the line-out double play to left field on a hit and run. As Mike Coyado takes a called strike to open up this half inning. Lynchburg down 4-0 against a guy who doesn't give up many runs. Blew it by him at 92 for strike two. Coyado will step out. Rudy into the motion. Went fastball again, and Coyado caught up to it, but just fouled it off. Pumped it up there. Four straight fastballs. 93 as he blew it by Coyado, and there's one away. Alfredo Antunez will dig in with one away. Rudy misses a bit wide, ball one. Rudy has not allowed a run since May 11th against Fredericksburg. Not sure where it missed, but it did, ball two. He's not allowed more than one run in a ball game either. 3-0 to Antunez. As the right-hander sets, expect Antunez to be holding all the way. And he does for a called strike, 3-1. Antunez batting 292. Golfs it into the screen, full count. So Rudy has worked his way back in after being down 3-0. Payoff pitch. Antunez stays alive, and this is what he's good at. He's good at other things, but arguably his greatest strength is fighting off good pitches. 3-2 yet again. Just missed the corner. Rudy sulks in disbelief as Antunez works a one-out walk, the second walk issued by Rudy. Jose Devers will bat from the right-hand side. Devers, his average has dipped to 218. Got a pair of home runs, 23 RBIs. That one misses as well. Rudy showing a bit of frustration with the zone that's been set. So he's already walked two, the 1-0 to Devers. That one finds the zone, 1-1. 92 on the radar gun. He's also not walked more than two in an appearance. 1-1 at the knees for strike two. Heavy dose of fastballs from Rudy in this contest. The 1-2 pitch. Went fastball again over his head, backpedaling, off balance, throw toward first, and they'll get Devers. Antunez down to second as everybody collapsed on the high chopper. So fielder's choice for Devers. It's Prez Kavanaugh. Try to drive home the runner. There's 180 feet away, but there's two outs now. And a 4-0 lead for Carolina. First pitch, a called strike. 0-1. And this is not the Mudcats that you hope to see if you're a Hillcats fan. A team with excellent pitching. Now their hitting starting to turn the corner as well. The 0-1. Kavanaugh lifts it foul for strike two. Rudy a strike away from ending the inning as the two-strike pitch to Kavanaugh. Thought about offering at it, but it was a high fastball, 1-2. Kavanaugh, we haven't seen much of him this season. His limited sample size has him batting 258 with two RBIs. He was hurt for quite some time, the 1-2. In the dirt, good block by Cibrian will hold the runner at second. The count is even at two apiece. It's the first off-speed pitch we've seen in a little while. Antunez at second. The 2-2 from the right-hander. Fouled back, and Kavanaugh fights off a fastball to stay alive. That seems to be his put-out pitch and his go-to pitch. A check of second. Antunez dancing with 2-2. Down and away. Went fastball again. It's a full count. I can probably count on one hand how many times he's gone off speed. Payoff pitch to Kavanaugh. Went fastball again, and Kavanaugh swung through it, and the inning is over. Rudy works around a one-out walk, and the Hillcats remain scoreless. A 4-0 lead for Carolina as we head to the third inning in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium as we say aloha to summer with a series with the Carolina Mudcats May 30th through June 4th. On Friday night, we'll be giving away a Coca-Cola cooler bag to the first 500 fans in attendance. And on Saturday, wear your blue as we raise awareness for autism with specialty jerseys and a post-game fireworks show. A sensory room will be available for all who need it. And on Sunday, we will partner with the YWCA for the Joe Torre Safe at Home program to combat domestic violence. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com for tickets.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Pritt.
Four to nothing advantage for the Carolina Mudcats in the Battle of the Caps. Game one of a six-game series. As Carolina comes in topping the North Division at 24-18. Half-game lead over Down East. As Luke Adams lead things off in the third inning. As that one misses inside, ball one. Adams had a two-out home run in the first inning. A solo shot that got Carolina on the board. His fifth home run of the season. The 2-0. A little bit wide, ball three, and Richardson losing a bit of his command in this frame. As the 3-0 on its way. Ground ball over toward 30. Had the green light. A crazy pick by Devers on the money. One away. Angel Hanau, the shortstop, with a big smile as he gives Devers a nice dap. Looked like it was about to eat him up on an awkward bounce, but Devers was able to scoop it and make a strong throw to retire Adams. Chirino swings through the first pitch for strike one. He walked in his first trip to the plate. 1-1. Devers has been outstanding in the field. The 1-1. A little bit low. Ball two. It seems like every series he makes a play that astounds us. His glove has impressed throughout the organization. As that misses wide, ball three, and he's got a cannon for an arm. And so no matter what position he's put in, he's a threat. The 3-1. Inside again, and Chirinos draws another walk, his second of the ball game. A one-out base runner for Yadier Arenado. Infield pulled toward third. He grounded out to second on a nice sliding play by Turner. He pops it up in that direction. Turner and Antunez colliding on it. And Antunez dropped it. And they're going to say the batter is out, and he dropped it on the transfers. He went to move between his glove and his throwing arm. Either way, Lynchburg was probably going to walk away with an out. It was just whether or not it would be Arenado or Chirinos. As Chirinos was still standing on the bag at first when the ball hit the grass. Jay Savina launches one for ball one. So Chirinos remains on first. The 1-0 from Richardson. A little bit inside, ball two. Infield still pulled toward third with a large gap between second and short. Upstairs, ball three. It's a good thing that both Hanau and Turner can field a lot of ground. A lot of speed in that middle infield. 3-0 to Avina. The fastball that finds the zone, 3-1. He did not have the green light like Luke Adams did earlier in this inning. 3-1 from Richardson. Popped up out of play, and the count goes full. One aboard, two away, top of the third inning, 4-0 lead for Carolina. Payoff pitch to Avina. Runner breaks, and the pitch just misses the zone. Richardson thought it was strike three as he did a little spin move off the mound. Second walk of the inning moves the runner into scoring position. The two away for Gregory Barrios. He singled and scored in the second inning. And he remains alive. Right-handed hitting shortstop. First pitch misses well upstairs. Ball one. Richardson really needs to keep this a four-run ball game. At the top of the third inning. Because it looks like it's going to be tough to score on Will Rudy. Popped up. Foul territory, as that'll find the seats. Quayado gave it a little bit of a look. It's 1-1. Barrios may have helped him out. Runners on first and second, two away. The 1-1 from the right-hander. In the zone for strike two. Pulling something off the fastball in this inning, down at 89. Big pitch. 1-2 from Alonzo Richardson. The righty deals. Ground ball up the middle, and Turner can't make the play. It's into center field. Lipscomb triple clutched, and that allows Torinos to score from second, as it looked like nobody communicated where to throw the ball, and Lipscomb didn't see the runner coming around third. And it's a 5-0 lead for Carolina. RBI single for Barrios. Makes it a 5-run ball game in favor of Carolina. Edbert Perez now at the plate. He took a healthy cut at a breaking ball in the dirt for strike one. Looked like he was sitting dead red on a fastball and got fooled. The 0-1. That's in there. Strike two. 5-0 lead for Carolina. Top of the third inning. Richardson trying to dodge any more damage. The two-strike pitch to Perez. Ground ball over toward first. Coyado backhands it. Flips it to Richardson, who steps on the bag just ahead of Perez. And the inning comes to a close. But the walk to Chirinos comes back to hurt Richardson as he comes around to score on an RBI single. And it's a 5-0 lead for the Mudcats. We head to the bottom half of the third inning here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the LAZY Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support LAZY and help kids play.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm Press Cavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Lynchburg in a bit of a hole in the bottom of the third inning. 5-0 advantage for Carolina as 8-9-1 due up for the Hillcats. Robert Lopez to lead things off against Will Rudy, who has struggled a little bit with his command tonight. Not terribly, but already two walks, tying a season high. As Robert Lopez takes a ball. Rudy about to make his 40th pitch of the ball game here in the bottom half of the third inning. As Lopez loops it into center field, Lara got a weird read on it, but he'll make the grab in left center for out number one. Kind of caught him right on the handle. As it looked like Lopez had some words for somebody on his way back to the dugout. Not sure who. Tyrese Turner, the nine-hole hitter. They'll dig in, batting 122. Digs outside, ball one. Another guy with a small sample size. He's been on and off the injured list all season. The 1-0. He lines it into left field. Avina backpedaling, contorting his body, and making the grab. He put good wood on it. But Turner retired for out number two. Four pitches, two outs for Will Rudy as Guy Lipscomb will hope to extend the inning a little bit further and make Rudy work. Two quick outs here in the frame after a long top half of the inning. Lipscomb swinging out the first pitch for strike one. He fouls it away. Richardson has been on the mound for a long time each inning. As something must have caught the eye of Jose Cibrian, as the umpire giving him a few extra moments. The 0-1. Line drive past the diving shortstop Barrios and into left field as Lipscomb will reach base with a two-out single. Second hit of the ball game for Lynchburg. As Juan Benjamin, the guy with the other hit, will dig in. He doubled and then was doubled up on a line drive back in the first inning. See if they send Lipscomb. He was caught stealing. He walked in the first. A bunt attempt by Benjamin with two outs drifts foul. Adams was pulled a little bit further back, so if he could have gotten that farther up the line, could have been a first to third play for Lipscomb if Benjamin could have beaten it out. As Adams would have had to throw off balance. An unconventional call with two away. The 0-1 pitch. Runner holds, and it swung through for strike two. Lipscomb over at first with two away as Benjamin steps out and calls time. 5-0 advantage for Carolina. Mudcaps in front. The two-strike pitch. And Benjamin fouls it into the screen and stays alive. Hillcats have had solid contact. They just really haven't found much grass. The 0-2 again. Foul tipped into the glove of Cibrian, and the inning comes to a close on the strikeout. Lipscomb singles but can't move any further as Carolina maintains their 5-0 advantage. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit lynchburg-hillcats.com today.
It's time for a quick check of the Carolina League scoreboard. Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's Jason Prill.
We'll take a look around the Carolina League scoreboard as Lynchburg in the Hill City down 5-0 to the Carolina Mudcats as we get set for the top of the fourth inning. In the bottom of the second, it's scoreless in Myrtle Beach as the Pelicans and Red Sox battle it out. Also scoreless in the bottom of the second, Down East and Columbia. 1-0 in favor of the River Dogs over Augusta as that is heading to the bottom half of the second inning. And in game two of a doubleheader, Fredericksburg and Delmarva scoreless in the top of the first, just getting underway earlier. The Nationals won 7-5 in game one of the doubleheader. Hillcats have a new pitcher on the mound as Alonzo Richardson is only able to go three innings of work as Jose Cibrian will dig in. The new pitcher will be a right-hander, Jack Jasiak. He sets at the belt and fires one in there for a called strike, 0-1. Jasiak, 6'1", 198, 22 years of age from Naperville, Illinois, as the right-hander fires that one down low, 1-1. He works fastball, changeup, slider, curveball. On the year, his number's a little rough, 11 appearances. He's 1-0 with a 7.71 ERA. as Cibrian lifts it into left center field. Lipscomb will settle underneath it for out number one. Jasiak, in just over 23 innings, has allowed 20 earned runs, 15 strikeouts, 16 walks. He's also given up three home runs and hit four batters. Struggled to settle into the pro level. After being taken in the 12th round of last year's draft, Luis Lara takes a called strike. He's 0 for 2. He was robbed of a base hit by Guy Lipscomb in center field to open up the ballgame. Lined over towards second. A nice play by Turner as he waited back on it. Round number two. Lara now 0 for 3 as Kalen Nicasia. Two strikeouts on the day. He struck out looking in his last trip to the dish. Jasiak trying to work a quick fourth inning and keep it a 5-0 advantage in favor of Carolina. First pitch to Nicasia is outside for ball one. Jasiak has been a guy that the Hillcats have gone to almost in every first game of the series. Called strike there, 1-1. It seems like, at least from my memory, I can't confirm that what I have in front of me right now, but it seems like he seems to be game one of the series guy, the first guy out of the bullpen. Whenever they travel to a new location, it's popped up, third base side. Devers ranging into foul territory. They'll make the grab. A 1-2-3 inning for Jasiak as the fourth comes and goes quickly. We head to the bottom half of the inning here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just three easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats Mini Plans.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
It'll be Angel Hanau to lead things off for Lynchburg in the bottom half of the fourth inning. 1-2-3 inning at the top half of the frame by Jack Jasiak. As Lynchburg will try to piece something together against Will Rudy, who's pitching a gem so far. Three innings, three strikeouts, and only allowing two hits. He does have the two walks as well. Neither one has come back to bite him. Angel Hanau, 0 for 1. He lined into a double play in the first inning. He takes down low, ball one. And now lined one down the left field line. Avina ranged over and made the grab, and the hit run was on, and the runner was dead to rights as Hanau fouls that one back. 1-1. Right-hander back into the motion. Right at the knees, a called strike, 1-2. They appeal on a potential check swing. He did not go around, says Corey Gerber. It's 2-2. Two-two from Rudy, and it's a big cut on an off-speed pitch round number one. Mike Coyado will be the batter. As Rudy, a few more off-speed pitches in this time through the order than what we saw the first time through. Coyado bunts it, but foul. Strike taken by Coyado. Now down the count 0-2. As Rudy, working quickly, fires a breaking ball down and away. One ball and two strikes. Coyado lifts it over the head of the second baseman, and he's got his first base hit of the night. As Lynchburg has a one-out runner aboard. Or Wilfredo Antunez. Antunez walked in the second inning, was left stranded at second base. Takes well inside for ball one. Rudy, last year in college ball, was 8-1 with a 3.1 ERA. At Cal Poly Pomona. That one misses, ball two. In 87 innings pitched, he recorded 96 strikeouts, only 15 walks. So that command has carried over with him to the professional ranks. The 2-0 is roped, but foul as Antunez out in front of a fastball. His eyes lit up as it was high in the zone. But just a bit early. 5-0 advantage in favor of Carolina. Bottom half of the fourth inning here in Lynchburg. Throw over toward first, and Coyado back standing. That has been dangerous for opposing teams as they stared directly into the sun. The 2-1. Pulled the string on Antunez for strike two. We've seen quite a few errors on pickoff throws to guys who are not used to staring directly into the sun. The 2-2. Chopper over towards second. Spin throw to the shortstop. Covering back to first, double play. And the inning is over. A 4-6-3 double play. Ends the fourth inning. Quietly yet again, a 5-0 lead for Carolina as we head to the fifth in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. More baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg. Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit lynchburg-hillcats.com today.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Headed to the fifth in the Hill City as Jack Janziak will remain on the mound for his second inning of work. He worked 1-2-3 through the fourth. A very quick inning for the right-hander as Janziak trying to settle in. He'll face the heart of the order, though, Adams, Chirinos, and Arenamo. Here in the fifth, 5-0 advantage for the Mudcats as they look to extend their Carolina League lead in the first half. The first half cutoff point is under a month away at this point. We are 2 days out for the month of June, and toward the end of June is when that first half crown will be awarded. Carolina trying to get back to the postseason. Luke Adams takes a called strike, 0-1. He's 1-for-2, but his one is a solo shot in the first inning. His fifth home run of the year, 22nd RBI. Thought about offering out a pitch up in the zone, did not go around, says Corey Gerber over at first. 1-1. Adams digs in from the right-hand side. He grounded out to third in his last trip. He lifts this one into center field. Lipscomb already turning his back. He'll stop a couple steps in front of the wall, and right before the warning track, he'll jog back in and make the grab. Route number one. Good jolt from Adams, but Lipscomb read it well. There's one away for Jesus Chirinos, who's walked twice in the ballgame. Took a healthy cut at the first pitch he saw in his last at-bat, and then took four straight. He watches that one inside for ball one, maybe a slider. Didn't slide all the way. The 1-0 from Jasiak finds the zone, 1-1. Nobody aboard, one away. 5-0 lead in the top of the fifth inning for Carolina. Right-hander Jasiak trying to get through another inning unscathed as he's ahead in the count, 1-2. He went 1-2-3 through the fourth. Two-strike pitch from the right-hander. A little bit below the knees, 2-2. Jasiak, 12th round pick by the Guardians last season. Attended South Florida. That misses high, and the count goes full. Chirinos showing a lot of patience in this ballgame. He only walked three times coming into today. He's already walked twice and has a chance to walk again. Payoff pitch. That one he blew by him. A fastball down the pipe, and he swung through it for out number two. Two away in the fifth for Yadier Arenado. He's 0 for 2. Jasiak fires one down and away for ball one. He was the 2022 preseason All-AAC team member and a unanimous choice, which is a high honor for any player. The 1-0 fouled back to the screen. 1-1. As his numbers and his approach to the game of baseball earned him the honor of being drafted in the 12th round by Cleveland. The 1-1. Slow chopper over toward third. Devers cuts off the shortstop and on the run makes the grab. And another 1-2-3 inning. Jasiak has looked sharp in his two innings of work as we head to the bottom half of the fifth inning in Lynchburg. A 5-0 lead for the Mudcats.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
nombre es José Debe. Infir, está escuchando Hirschka.
Will Rudy remains on the mound in the top of the fifth inning for Carolina as Lynchburg just have not pieced anything together of substance against him. The first inning might have been their best opportunity. A walk and a double, but the walk was retired on a caught stolen base as Lipscomb was retired on a pickoff trying to steal second. And then Juan Benjamin, after his double, was doubled up on a hit and run. Jose Devers to lead things off in the bottom half of the fifth inning against the right-hander as he takes a called strike to open up the frame 0-1. Flair shot into shallow center. The shortstop gives way to the second baseman as Arenamo will make the grab for out number one. Prez Kavanaugh, he struck out in his first trip in the second inning. As Rudy, just over 60 pitches. Kavanaugh drives it into right field, but not deep enough as Nicasia will range over and make the grab for the second out of the inning. The first two retired quickly in the fifth as Robert Lopez will try and extend the inning a little bit further. There is an arm loosening for Carolina in the bullpen. But it looks like Will Rudy will at least have enough to finish this inning, if not a little bit further. In there for a called strike, 0-1 to Robert Lopez. The 0-1 is downstairs. One ball and one strike. Rudy has not gone more than five innings in a start this season. As Lopez swings through that for strike two. Rudy relying more on his secondary stuff the second time through the order after a heavy dosage of fastballs its first trip through. Two-strike pitch in the dirt. Got him to chase, and the inning is over. We head to the sixth. 5-0 advantage for Carolina as the Mudcats in full command of game one in the Battle of the Cats when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Hillcats baseball is in full swing. It's time for a quick game recap on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Here's Jason Prill.
5-0 lead for Carolina as we've reached the top of the sixth inning. So how did we get here? Well, all the damage came off of the Hillcats starter, Alonzo Richardson. He gave up a solo home run in the first inning to Luke Adams and then two walks in the second and a three-run bomb by Jose Cibrian. Blew the doors wide open and made it a 4-0 ball game. And then Jesus Chirinos walked and came around to score in the third inning before Alonzo Richardson's day was done. Lynchburg has not really had any sort of sustained threat in this ball game as Will Rudy has pitched a gem. But speaking of a gem, Jasiak pitching one as well, as he's gone two innings of 1-2-3 baseball. Jay Savina takes a called strike, 0-1. Avina walked in the third inning, but he flew out to right in his first trip in the second. The 0-1 from the right-hander is upstairs, 1-1. Carolina has not really relied too much on their offense this season, but out to a 5-0 advantage gives the pitchers a little breathing room. The 1-1. Good pitch on the inside corner for strike two. Right-hander Jasiak fires. Jolted center field. Lipscomb drifting back toward the wall, and it just knocks itself down right in front of the wall as Avina just missed hitting it out of here, maybe just a tad off the end of the bat. Loud first out as Gregory Barrios will be the batter. Jasiak, according to his bio on the South Florida website, as the first pitch to Barrios has popped up, first base side, Lopez in foul ground will make the grab for out number two. Hedbert Perez, two away. Going back to his bio, he says that Jasiak's favorite team is the Chicago White Sox. A native of Naperville, Illinois, which is just to the west of Chicago on the south side, as Perez skies it to right. And Antunez will make the grab for the final out of the inning. Well, I thought I was going to share some information, but we've run out of time. We head to the bottom half of the sixth. 5-0 lead in favor of Carolina when we come back on Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
They say you never know what you'll see when you go to the ballpark. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to give you something to look forward to every time you come to Bank of the James Stadium. Join us every week this season for our nightly promotions that will be sure to keep you coming back for more baseball. Drink specials every Thirsty Thursday, fireworks every Saturday night, and kids eat free all Sunday long. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com or by calling 434-528-1144.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
New pitcher on the mound as Will Rudy's day is done. We'll take a look at his numbers as Rudy pitched a gem. 5 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts for the right-hander as he will hand the ball off. To Juanjer Herrera, the right-hander, 4.15 ERA. He's 1-1, making his 8th appearance in 26 innings. He's walked 20, struck out 21, and given up 12 earned runs. It'll be Tyrese Turner to lead things off, as the right-hander fires one off the plate for ball one. Herrera has it grounded right back off his glove. Going to be a tough play for Arenamo. Off balance, just got him, says the first base umpire, as Turner was hustling down the line, and they say the throw beat him by a hair. Crowd didn't seem to think so, but Turner is retired for out number one as Herrera knocked it off his glove. That one well inside to Lipscomb as he glares out toward the mound for ball one. A rude welcoming to the top of the lineup. As that finds the zone at 94, 1-1. Herrera, 6'3", 238, 19 years old from Caracas, Venezuela. Half-hearted swing and a breaking ball. For strike two. Lipscomb has reached base twice. As he singled in the third inning. The 1-2 from Herrera. In the dirt. Good job by Lipscomb to lay off. 2-2. Herrera has hit three batters. We saw him almost hit Lipscomb in the first pitch of the at-bat. Now the 2-2. Check swing. They appeal. He did not go around, and the count goes full. Nobody aboard, one away. The payoff pitch from Herrera to Lipscomb. A late pitch clock violation has been issued as Lipscomb will draw ball four in the new style. Juan Benjamin. He'll be the batter. He's 1-for-2, doubled in the first inning, and then was doubled up in the same frame. Lipscomb almost jumped early. He breaks. The pitch is well inside. The throw down. That one not in time, as Lipscomb was itching to take off. He's in scoring position with one away. He was looking for first movement. If Herrera would have stepped off, they probably would have had him because he was going on the first time he would flinch. The 1-0. Benjamin out in front of a fastball, 1-1. Potentially still sitting at that 94 that he saw from Rudy. And 92 came in a little bit slower than he anticipated. Barrios holding the runner at second. As a breaking ball down and in. Makes it 2-1. Lipscomb now with 31 stolen bases on the year. A big lead for center fielders. That one misses in tight. 3-1. And he's doing his job in rattling Herrera and trying to throw him off of his rhythm. Every time he looks back, Lipscomb takes a huge jump toward third just to get in the head of the pitcher. See if he does it again here. The 3-1. Herrera came quicker toward home and bounced it in there. And the Hillcats have two aboard with one away. As Angel Hanau will dig in. As there will be a conversation on the mound. With Herrera struggling with his command, having walked the last two batters. And it appears Lipscomb's speed threat at second is a bit in his head. Cibrian has a good arm, and so if I'm the catcher in this conversation, I'm telling him, hey, don't worry about the runner. Let me take care of that. Just throw strikes. We're not going to get any outs by getting duped into thinking about the runner jumping off second. Angel Hanau 0-for-2. He struck out back in the fourth inning. Ground ball over towards second. This could be two. On to short. Back to first. And the inning is over. First pitch swinging a 4-6-3 double play. As Hanau is retired. The second double play he's hit in two tonight. As we head to the seventh, a 5-0 lead for Lynchburg. when we return on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Jaziak will stay on the mound for the seventh inning as he has worked three straight 1-2-3 innings. He has been quite impressive since coming on for Alonzo Richardson, who just struggled in his start tonight, giving up the five runs, all of them earned. Five runs, four hits, no errors for Carolina. 0-3-0 for Lynchburg. But you can't really ask much more of Jaziak, who has eaten some innings and pitched well. He's held Carolina at bay. He came into a 5-0 hole, and that's where it stands as he's on the mound for the seventh inning. He's only at 26 pitches in three innings of work. So an impressive showing from him as Jose Cibrian, whose three-run home run in the second inning bursted this game wide open. He takes one inside for ball one. His average now up over 300. Skies this one. Right field. Antunez, after a long wait, will snag it for out number one. Play felt like it moved in slow motion with how far underneath Cibrian hit it. As Luis Lara, 0-for-3 on the day. A nice diving play by Lipscomb in center. Robbed him of a base hit in his first trip to the dish. He skies this one to shallow right. Turner, backpedaling, will make the grab. The second baseman puts it away for the second out. As Kalen Nicasio, also 0-for-3. He struck out twice against Richardson and then flew out in his first trip against Jaziak. That misses wide for ball one. Really haven't had much time to talk when Jaziak's been on the mound because they've been quick innings. The 1-0 to Nicasio. Big cut in a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, 1-1. Looks like he swung over top of it. The right-hander pauses and fires. That one, Nicasio was behind, 1-2. He steps out to try and regroup as Jaziak tries to get through another inning. 1-2-3. Nobody aboard. 5-0 lead for Carolina. The 1-2 pitch from Jaziak. Popped up. Out of play. As Nicasio stays alive. The right-hander with a long look in now comes set at the belt. He pauses and fires the 1-2. Just a bit low, and the count is even at two apiece. It's possible this is the longest at-bat that Jasiak has had since coming into the ballgame. The 2-2. Slapped left field and foul. And I can almost say with certainty it might actually be the longest one. This being the sixth pitch of the at-bat. 2-2. Popped up left field, and Nicasio continues to spoil off good pitches and make Jasiak work a little bit extra. There is a little bit of action going on in the Hillcats bullpen. The 2-2. Ground ball past Turner at second. And the first hit allowed by Jasiak belongs to Nicasio in the seventh inning. Luke Adams will get another crack. He flew out to deep center field in his last trip to the plate. He homered in the first inning off of Richardson. Lipscomb caught it right before the wall. Last time Adams dug in. First pitch is in there at 91 for a called strike, 0-1. So it won't be a 1-2-3 inning in this frame as Nicasio picked up the single. The 0-1 to Adams. Throw back toward first as he's back with a dive. One aboard, two away, top of the seventh inning, 5-0 advantage for the Mudcats. In game one of the Battle of the Cats, Hillcats and Mudcats. Runner fakes towards second. It's fouled off by Adams for strike two. Looked like Nicasio was just trying to get a read on the jump. As a two-strike pitch, he breaks this time. The pitch is upstairs. The throw down. Yes, sir! A nice throw from Robert Lopez. Retires Nicasio. He got a slow jump and an easy gun down by Lopez. Ends the inning. And I guess I spoke a little too soon. 1-2-3. We head to the bottom half of the seventh inning as it's time to stretch in Lynchburg. We'll be right back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Yoanher Herrera remains on the mound for his second inning of work after the excellent outing from Will Rudy. He'll face 4, 5, and 6 after a double play ended the inning and the potential threat by the Hillcats. It's the third double play they've hit into today. As Coyado will dig in. He fouls one back for strike one. On the day, he's 1-for-2. He singled in the fourth inning and then was doubled up in one of the three double plays. The 0-1. Up and away, one ball and one strike. Coyado batting 289, 29 RBIs. which leads the team. He lifts this into left field, hooking toward the corner, and it'll find the bullpen for strike two. That just kept hooking farther and farther out of play as Avina ranged over, but never had a play. For those of you who have never been to Bank of the James Stadium, there's not much room down that left field line. It's about 3 inches from the foul line to out of play. Two-strike pitch upstairs. 2-2. In my year and a half of covering the ball club, I don't think I've seen one land in fair territory in the corner, or excuse me, in foul territory. That was still in play. The 2-2. Cut on a pitch in the dirt for out number one. Alfredo Antunez. Oh for one on the day. Lifts this one into left field. And out of play. Back in the day, there used to be more space down that left field line, but last year some renditions and remodeling were made of the stadium as Antunez lifts it over the second baseman and into right field, a base hit for a one-out single. Jose Devers, 0 for 2, will be the batter. It used to be an open bullpen down there, which gave a little bit more foul territory. With the adjustments of the enclosed bullpen, there's just no space down that line. Throw over toward first, nothing doing by Antunez. Down the right field line, there's a significant amount of space difference between the two lines. Ground ball over towards short. Could be another double play. And it is. Fourth double play turned by Carolina. A 6-4-3 double play. Retires the Hillcats in the seventh. We head to the eighth. A 5-0 lead for Carolina when we come back after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Prill.
Jose Pastrano now at second for Lynchburg as Tyrese Turner will leave the ball game. Still working his way back from an injury. As Sammy Vasquez will take over on the mound for Lynchburg after Jack Janziak pitched a gem. He did everything you could have asked for. Before handing the ball off even further, he came in a 5-0 deficit and he left without allowing a run and only one hit. Close the book officially as Luke Adams takes outside for ball one. He was at the plate when the runner was gunned down at second. Vasquez, the right-hander, K kicks and fires and is lifted into right center field. Lipscomb with a great jump on it, ranging over and in front of the wall, makes the grab for out number one. The book on Jasiak. He went four innings, one hit, no runs, no walks, and one strikeout. Arguably his best outing of the year, as Yadier Arenado, Jesus Chirinos will dig in. The video board in the ballpark is wrong, as Jesus Chirinos takes down low for ball one. Chirinos, 0 for 1 with two walks and a run scored. Took a cut there, 1-1. Vasquez making his 13th appearance. He's 0-3 with a 7.2 ERA. Chirinos pulled out his front foot, 1-2. 15 innings, 12 earned runs, 16 total runs, 21 strikeouts, 17 walks. Blew it by him at 98. With strike three as Chirinos couldn't catch up to it. As Arenado will now be the batter. Arenado 0 for 3. As the right-hander goes it by him upstairs at 96. Now this is a bit more what we're used to seeing from Vasquez. The last time he was out here at Bank of the James Stadium, he was sitting around 94-95. The 0-1 grounder over towards second. Jose Pastrana, who just came in, flips on to first, and the inning is over. So 1-2-3 inning for Vasquez as we head to the bottom half of the eighth. Lynchburg needs five runs with six outs to play with to try and force extras. We'll be back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
Mi nombre es José Deve, Infield, está escuchando Hitchcock.
Juan Herrera remains on the mound for his third inning of work as Carolina holds a 5-0 advantage. It'll be the bottom third of the order. Perez Cavanaugh, Robert Lopez, and Tyrese Turner for Lynchburg here in this inning. This is where you miss the presence of a guy like Nate Furman, who, as we mentioned, was called up last week to Lake County, where he's already slotted in as the designated leadoff hitter, top of the order, one level up. He's still producing just like he did down here. Cavanaugh, 0 for 2 on the day. Takes one down and in for ball one. I say they miss a guy like Nate Furman because he would have been a guy that would have been coaching, would have been showing other players what he learned when he was at the dish. Slow chopper towards second. Arenado, one away. 4-3 put out as Robert Lopez will dig in. And he was excellent at making adjustments and then communicating those same adjustments to whoever was next or anyone down the line. He had a little perch at the top step of the dugout. It remains empty. First pitch is inside to Lopez for a called strike, 0-1. Now, I will say, there's still a greeting committee as the 0-1 from Herrera. Hold the string and Lopez over top, strike two. Whenever a pitcher finishes an inning, there is a group of about four or five pitchers that are out to meet whoever was on the mound as they come back in from their half inning. Two-strike pitch. Slow chopper toward first this time as Lopez is retired. Second out. It's a group of Messick, Peterson, Tulloch, and Jacobs, who all go out to meet whoever was on the mound. That still has not changed, and that's been part of the culture that the pitching staff has developed. And why the bullpen in this ballgame has gone several scoreless, as Jose Pastrano, after being a defensive substitution in the top half of the eighth inning, will now get a chance at the plate for Tyrese Turner. As he lines one back up the middle for a base knock on the first pitch he sees. It's a little bit of a spark from Pastrano off the bench as he stepped in ready to hit. But with two away, Lynchburg has a lot of work to do if they want to erase that 5-0 deficit here in the eighth. Runner on first, two away. Guy Lipscomb at the dish. He takes one downstairs on something off speed for ball one. Lipscomb, one for one, but he's reached base three times thanks to two walks. Foul tip right at the plate, 1-1. He was caught stealing once and stole a base as well. So one for two in that category tonight as the 1-1. Hefty cut on another off-speed pitch, breaking ball, second strike. Herrera trying to get out of this inning, leaving that runner at first. The 1-2 from the right-hander. Well inside, and a good job by Cibrian to pick it. 2-2. Lipscomb was almost hit in his first trip to the plate against Herrera. Almost hit again there. Pastrano over at first, the 2-2. Just missed. Lara in center field put his arms out to his sides as if to say, where did that miss? But it's a full count. Home plate umpire Brandon Schmidt thought it just missed. The payoff from Herrera as the runner will be off. Lipscomb fouls it sharply down the first baseline. Jan Rivera will make the long jog out to get it. Each team with five hits. But five runs on the board for Carolina are the difference in the ballgame. The payoff pitch once again to Lipscomb. Ball four, a bit outside, and that's the third walk of the game for Lipscomb as he's reached base all four times he's been at the dish. There's nobody getting loose in the Mudcats bullpen as the pitching coach will come out and have a word. Michael O'Neill. As I would assume, just to calm down his reliever. I didn't notice anybody throwing. I could be mistaken. I didn't look over there in the top half of the inning to see if somebody was loosening up. There are a couple guys standing around, one guy stretching. So it's hard to tell if somebody's ready and waiting or if they're going to let Herrera finish the frame. O'Neill will head on back to the dugout as Herrera will be tasked with trying to keep this a 5-0 ball game as Juan Benjamin will be the batter with two aboard and two away. Bottom of the eighth inning in the Hill City. Juan Benjamin doubled in the first inning, walked in the sixth, but struck out in between. The first pitch from Herrera misses wide for ball one. Benjamin batting 281, 16 RBIs on the season. Would love to pick up at least one here. The 1-0 from Herrera. Slow chopper dug out a pitch in the dirt. 1-1. Infield pulled over toward first. A large gap between second and short. To the right of the bag, the 1-1. Chase another pitch down low for strike two. Just over 1,100 at the ballpark tonight as timeout is called by Benjamin. A gorgeous night for baseball. It was a little bit chilly and wet earlier today, but it has turned into a beautiful evening. Dark purple skies out over the center field wall. Set the scene for the 1-2 pitch. Inside corner, Benjamin may have sold it by turning out of the way. It's 2-2. That was a little bit closer than I think he was expecting on a fastball. Pastrano at second, Lipscomb at first. Deuce is wild in the eighth. The 2-2 from Herrera. Slow chopper back to the mound, and the throw on to first. And Benjamin thought it fouled off his foot. He's in disbelief behind the plate. They're calling him out at first. And Jordan Smith just walks right past the umpire and grabs the bat and doesn't say a word. I don't know if he was sizing him up or just establishing that he's the bigger man in the situation. I don't know what the move there was, but he walked all the way past the umpire, who was geared up to have some words, picked up the bat, and then walked past him without saying another word as Benjamin slams his helmet down in the dugout as we head to the ninth, a 5-0 lead as the Hillcats stranded two aboard in the eighth. One more inning to go. We'll be back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the LAZY Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support LAZY and help kids play.
Revenge will be on the mind of the Lynchburg Hillcats as a rematch of last year's Carolina League Championship takes place at Bank of the James Stadium June 13th through the 18th. Join us on Friday as we give away 500 three-quarters length t-shirts for Backyard Hillcats Night. On Saturday, the Hillcats will be raising money for the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation as part of the Hillcats versus Cancer Night. Then on Sunday, sign up for the Father's Day barbecue to enjoy special treats for dads and their families. Get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
We've reached the ninth inning in Lynchburg, a 5-0 advantage for Carolina in game one of this six-game series. As a pitch clock violation has been issued on Jay Savina. He's down in the count 0-1 as he stepped to the plate a little bit too late. Vasquez into the motion. Slapped right back at him. Backhanded diving play by Pastrano. And then he slipped as he tried to grip his cleat into the grass and rifled it into the dirt. Still got to first, but not before Avina could beat it out. As that'll most likely be an infield single. It was a nice play defensively by Pastrano, but just not able to recover as the ground being a little bit slick from the rain earlier. Arias pops it up out of play. Strike one. Still a little bit confused by what happened in the bottom half of the eighth inning. He talked to the official scorekeeper in between innings, and he thought it was a foul ball that the umpire called, but he put his hands up after the play was over, almost as if he was going to change his mind and then put him back down. It was a weird combination of events. The 0-1 to Barrios is a throw over toward first. Everybody in the ballpark thought it was a foul ball off the foot of Benjamin. Even the Mudcats, they all just kind of froze. Herrera walked to the ball. As the 0-1 lined into left field, but right at Kavanaugh, who snags it for out number one. The only person who didn't think that it was fouled off of his foot was the one guy whose opinion actually matters, the home plate umpire. Herrera walked to the ball and then picked it up after realizing that the umpire had signaled a fair ball and just flipped on to first and the inning was over. And then the umpire put both arms out, almost signaling a foul ball, but nothing mattered as the throw over. And Avina was back with a dive for Hedbert Perez. And then Jordan Smith, who looked like he was about to have some words for the home plate umpire, just walked on by. Runner breaks for second. The pitch is inside. The throw down. Got him by a mile. Second runner caught stealing on the day by Robert Lopez as Avina is retired for the second out of the ninth inning. The throw beat him by a long shot. He tried to dodge the tag of Hanau, but he was just able to get the tag in time. As it runs upstairs, ball two to Perez. Lopez looking much more confident behind the plate in this series than he did the last time the Hillcats were at home as Perez pops it up and out of play. Not saying he didn't look comfortable, it's just he looks more confident in those throws down to second. Almost as if there's more purpose behind it. The 2-1. 97 tied him up, 2-2. And if Lopez can start throwing out runners, that eliminates one part of the game that the Hillcats have struggled with. The 2-2. High chopper towards second. Pastrano on a quick hop, rifles it to first, and the inning is over. A 1-2-3 inning for Vasquez as we head to the bottom half of the ninth inning. A 5-0 lead for the Mudcats as Lynchburg has 3 outs to play. We'll be right back with the final half inning of baseball when we return after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium as we say aloha to summer with a series with the Carolina Mudcats May 30th through June 4th. On Friday night, we'll be giving away a Coca-Cola cooler bag to the first 500 fans in attendance. And on Saturday, wear your blue as we raise awareness for autism with specialty jerseys and a post-game fireworks show.
a sensory room will be available for all who need it. And on Sunday, we will partner with the YWCA for the Joe Torre Safe at Home program to combat domestic violence. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com for tickets.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
3 outs remain between Carolina and their 25th victory on the year, as Angel Hanau will dig in, trailing 5-0. The first pitch from Yoenir Herrera is outside for ball one. The right-hander, as it popped up and out of play by Hanau, 1-1. Carolina trying to get through this ballgame only using two pitchers, as Herrera came on in the sixth inning after 5 strong from Will Rudy, who could have gone even longer. 1-1 is down and away, 2 balls and a strike. Two-one pitch, fouled at the plate, 2-2. Rudy, when being pulled, had only made 69 pitches in his 5 innings. Probably could have gone at least one more, but he ties the season high in innings pitched at 5, which he's equaled in each of his last 3 starts as well. He's in line for the victory if this score holds. The 2-2 to Hanau, and he fought it off again, and the battle will continue. Nobody aboard, nobody out. Bottom of the ninth inning, 5-0 lead for Carolina. Hillcats trying to get some momentum here. The 2-2. Chopped foul. Nice defensive play by Yan Rivera, the bench coach, who lobs it into the seating area for a kid on the concourse who runs away with it. The 2-2, yet again to Hanau. Fouled off, and he spoils another good pitch. 93 up in the zone as he calls time. The right-hander sets at the belt. 7th pitch of the at-bat. It's grounded over toward third, an in-between hop bobbled by Adams at third, and Hanau beats it to the bag on an error on Luke Adams, the third baseman. Got caught in between on an awkward hop, and it ate him up. He stuck with it and kept it in front of him. It never even hit the dirt. It just bounced in and out of his glove, and that just gave Hanau the time to scamper down the line. Coyado flares it over his head and into left field. His second base hit of the night, as Lynchburg has their first 2 runners aboard in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Alfredo Antunez with 2 aboard and nobody out. The bottom half of the ninth inning. Still a long way to go for Lynchburg to get back into this one. But another base hit or two, and Lynchburg may have something brewing off of Herrera, as it looks like the bullpen beginning to clear over near where a guy would begin throwing in case Herrera runs into more trouble. The first pitch to Antunez is in for a called strike up in the zone, 0-1. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. 5-0 lead for Carolina. Bottom of the ninth. Antunez lifts it into left field. Avina doesn't see it. He lost it. It's in foul territory. No! And if the foul ball earlier didn't irritate Jordan Smith, that one will, as he is letting the umpire hear it. everybody thought it was a fair ball, including Carolina. And once again, the only person who didn't is the one guy whose opinion matters most. From my vantage point, it landed right on the line. For the umpire, it was foul. Now it's an 0-2 count on Antunez. As Carolina is spared as he fouls it off. This one not up for debate. The two-strike pitch from Herrera. A little bit below the knees, 1-2. Hillcats would have had at least one runner home, as he now had already rounded third and was about three-quarters of the way toward home, and everybody realized what the call was. The 1-2. This one's lifted into right center field as Nicasio will make the grab. Hanau charging toward third. The throw skirts away. He stayed standing, and that might have just messed up Adams enough, as Lynchburg will have runners at the corner. So instead of one out and a run aboard and a 5-1 ball game, nobody out and a run aboard, there's now one away and runners at the corners for Jose Devers. Between the Benjamin foul ball off his foot and the foul ball called there with Antunez, Lynchburg has a legitimate gripe, both with runners at first and second, when the calls occurred. Jose Devers takes a healthy cut at the first pitch down low for strike one. And I'm not saying it would make a difference in the score. It's 5-0. There's a lot of things that have played into where we're at this point, but it halts any sort of momentum that Lynchburg may have been able to muster. The 0-1 from Herrera. Broken bat toward third. Adams scoops and fires towards first. The Hillcats get a run home as the barrel ends up at short on the fielder's choice to make it a 5-1 ball game. Collado into scoring position as the run comes home. 5-1 our score. Press Kavanaugh at the dish. The final hope for the Hillcats. He's 0-3. As Herrera steps out. Pitches down low. They appealed towards second. Say he did not go around for ball one. Herrera fires that one downstairs, ball two. If Kavanaugh gets aboard with two away, it'll be Robert Lopez at the plate, unless they decide to pinch hit for him. They do have Jordan Brown on the bench still. And Lexer Sadui, as that misses low, ball three. They may be working around Kavanaugh to try to get Lopez at the plate. A guy whose bat has yet to get going since being called up from Arizona. The 3-0 from Herrera. It's inside and a four-pitch walk to Kavanaugh. Here's Lynchburg, another runner aboard for Robert Lopez. 5-1 our score. Collado at second. Pastrano at first. Robert Lopez at the plate. He's batting 178, but he's 0-3 today. He has six RBIs on the season. First pitch, that one finds the zone for a called strike, 0-1. Lopez spit on it, and he's down in the count. He is now the final hope for the Hillcats. They trail by four. The 0-1. Foul tipped at the ditch, and he's down the count 0-2. Struck out earlier in the day, grounded out to first in the eighth inning. Runners at first and second, two away. A strike away from a Carolina Mudcat victory. Herrera sets. And now the pitch. In the dirt, a good block by Cibrian as he knocked that down right in front of him. 1-2. If Lopez can get aboard somehow, the tying run in Pastrano is on deck. It's not much because it's a four-run ball game, but it is something. The 1-2 pitch. High chopper foul. He was out in front of a hanger. He stays alive, and that's what matters. Like maybe a slider just hung up there in the zone. As Herrera steps off. Two-strike pitch to Lopez. Pulled the string and got him to chase, and the ball game is over. A 5-1 victory for Carolina as Lynchburg drops this game tonight. 5-1. We'll be back to recap the ball game when we return after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Valley Live.
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher David Sharp, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Five to one final as Lynchburg had a couple opportunities late in the ball game and some questionable calls allowed Carolina to walk away without much threat. They struck first in the first inning, Luke Adams solo shot to get the 1-0 lead. And then in the second inning, a 3-run blast from Jose Cibrian really broke the barrel and allowed this game to get out of hand. One more run was tacked on in the third, and then the pitchers really just settled in and kept everybody quiet for the rest of the ball game until the eighth inning, when Lynchburg would have two aboard and two away, and then what appeared to be a foul ball at the foot of Juan Benjamin was called fair and resulted in an out to end the inning. And then in the ninth, Lynchburg had two aboard with nobody out and a fly ball into left field that Avina could not find, landed right on the line, and the home plate umpire called it foul. Not saying that would have made a tremendous difference, but it would have changed a little bit about what we saw tonight as Carolina picks up the 5-1 victory. And credit to them. They played incredibly well. Their pitching staff held Lynchburg quiet. They kept them off the board until the final inning of the ball game, as Hillcats would crack one in the ninth. And Carolina, a much-deserved and well-earned victory here this evening. We'll be back again tomorrow night, 6:30 first pitch between Carolina and Lynchburg. We'll have all the coverage for you here on Lynchburg-Hillcats.com, MLB.TV, and the Bally Live app. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come this season on Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. I'm Jason Prill saying good night, God bless, and go Hillcats.